Joining us on the line, Parramatta 5/8, Corey Norman. Good morning, Corey. Good
morning, boys.
It's coming again, mate. The rumours. What's happening?
your guess is just as good as mine at the moment.
Well, first up, mate, what do you make of the signing of Blake Ferguson?
Yeah, I think it's good. He's had an outstanding year this year, I thought. So for the Roosters not to give him another year, I find that hard, you know, to believe. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good signing, and I think it might be that, you know, bigger outside back that we need that, you know, when Semi left.
Yeah, it's so important, isn't it, Corey, to have guys that can carry the ball at the, you know, at the front end of the field, but you also need the guys to carry the ball at the back end of the field, because that's where you're getting most of your possessions off the end of a kick, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's when you got, you know, a big back, you know, catching the ball in the corner and you know, getting a quick play of the ball, it just starts your set off so well. And that's what Fergo will bring next year.
What about last week, mate, against the Dragons? You all but won that game. Most people thought you were the better side, mate.
Yeah, I thought we were as well. For 75 to, 70 minutes. And again, we spoke about it that morning, just little lapses in our game and it cost us that Thursday night.
Yeah, it did, mate. And your frustration as well, Corey, it was just, a glimpse of it. You're thinking, my God, I can't believe this has happened again.
Yeah, it is. It's so frustrating. And, we had that game for, 70 minutes. And for it to get taken away like that, it's disappointing. Yeah, it's just frustrating, but hey, that's rugby league sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I asked Woodsy before, Corey, about playing with the Sharks and in that winning culture, and when they were behind, about he always felt as though he could win. When you're in front against the Dragons, not so much did you feel you could win, but did you think we still have, we're still going to continue to play football here, or we can't shut up shop, or did you try to shut up shop?
We did. I think we got a poor kick away. I think on third tackle, which didn't help as well.
That was poor old Will Smith going for. Saw all that open space. He maybe even thought 40-20. He went for it and it went. It was a disaster.
If he gets it or gets a half better kick on it, we're probably patting him on the back. You know what I mean?
Correct.
It wasn't meant to be. And then I think there was two sets there where we went out of our defensive systems and they made a break, and that was right at the end where they put that kick in. So, to be honest, I was very confident that we were going to win, but it didn't happen. And those little lapses hurt us again.
It was your best game for a while too, I thought, mate.
It was good. I thought, Mitch and Guffo, we worked really well together. Everything felt a lot smoother. And it was really good.
Now, mate, what's the latest with you? We're sick of asking. I'm sure you're sick of answering the questions, Corey, but obviously there's stuff happening now at Parra. Yeah. Have you got a firm indication from Brad or anyone at Parra that you are still within their plans, or have they told you that maybe you're not within their plans?
Yeah, look, as far as I know, I am. And I'm sure, if the club and that have a chat with my manager, my manager will tell me, so I haven't got that call yet. So I'm just seeing what's happening.
Well, you're still a Parramatta, mate. You've got the bye this week. So what have you been doing in your week off? Is it all about training hard on the paddock, or do you get a bit of time off?
We're at training today. We come back on Tuesday, so we had 3 days here. This is our last day. We got a bit of a touch up Tuesday, and I think we're getting touched up today, and then we get 3 days off, so I might shoot up to the Gold Coast again and relax up back up home.
Well, I tell you, he won't be relaxing, mate. He's been dropped, Jenko, Michael Jennings. He's got to go to New Zealand to play.
That was surprising, but obviously Brad's seen something in his game that he's got to go back and work on, and no doubt Jenko will go back there and do a job, and we'll see him the following week at Housing.
Yeah, well, some people would think, how's he get dropped? They're not playing. He plays for Wenny this weekend, and then hopefully from his point of view, he'll be back. Can you tell us, Corey, about your good mate? I think you're still flatmates, aren't you? James Seguiara, this talk that he's coming to join you at Parra.
I shouldn't speak to him too much about that stuff.
You live with him, don't you?
No, he's out at Tarumba now. He's out in Cronulla. So, I don't know. you know, he's playing good football there. So, no doubt he wants to start, but, I'm not too sure what he's doing.
And how's the business going, mate? You put a bit more time into that when you have your week off?
Yeah, well, we actually went down to Melbourne on the weekend for us three boys and just did some content down there and had a look at some other... like clothing models and stuff like that. So,
you know the address here, don't you, mate?
What is it?
I think we're not your demographic, mate. We should tell everyone YKTR. It's going pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's going really well. And Isaac John's doing a terrific job. He's doing so well. So, he's doing really good with it.
Good on you, mate. Just remember the address here is. TK?
79 Francis Forest Road, Francis Forest.
That's the one. Postcode?
We look pretty flash up with Robbie Slater at the shops.
I want to start looking younger.
Yeah.
So can you help me out, Corey?
Yeah. You don't look that old.
Hey, Corey, a quick one, mate. You played a lot of footy with Ben Hunt.
Yeah.
He's obviously killing it with the Dragons. Mm. And then he's sort of carried the can for Queensland, losing the Origin Series in a way. You cop the criticism, as you know, if you're in the halves. How will he handle it, Ben Hunt? Because he's had a couple of big setbacks in his career.
Yeah, Benny Hunt, he's very, doesn't open up about, you know, that kind of stuff much. But, I thought it was a bit tough that he got the full, you know, blame of you know, them losing. I thought he came out and had, you know, a mixed game against us, but still lost the information. No doubt, you know, he'll just move on and just keep playing football, I reckon.
Good on you, Corey. We look forward to wearing that YKTR gear.
I'll look very good in it, Corey, and I'll post it on Instagram, even though I'm not on there.
Good on you, Corey.
Righto, boys.